Well, beloved, as you can see, I'm not in the studio. I'm in the forest of Colorado. Look at that gorgeous mountain behind me. That is such a powerful statement of the beautiful, majestic, glorious strength of our Creator. And the one that created that mountain, as I've been saying to you week after week, beloved, He lives in you. The same beauty that you see exemplified by that mountain, that beauty is in you. You are supernatural. The Bible tells us in the book of Philippians, as I'm changing gears now, that we're to regard others as more highly than ourselves, that we're to consider other people as more important than us. We're to put other people first. Now, this is a really challenging word because the truth is the flesh is naturally selfish. That's true for me and it's true for you. To give you an example, let me ask you a question. Do you eat every day? I'm talking about eating food. Do you think about your, you know, several meals a day? The answer is yes. So let me ask you a question. When you're thinking about eating every day, which is one of the primary drives of humanity, do you eat for yourself or do you eat for somebody else? When you get hungry, do you eat for somebody else or for yourself? You eat for yourself. You see, by nature, the flesh is selfish. This is true of all of us. But God is asking us to subdue the power of the flesh in our own naturally selfish kind of disposition and practice serving other people, doing things for other people, even though it might not feel good to us. Just because it doesn't feel good to us, it doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. So today the challenge I want to leave with you and with I is let's concentrate on putting other people first. Let's try to step out of being selfish sometimes. We have to take care of ourselves for sure. But let's step out of our selfishness when God is calling us to operate at a higher level and let's put other people's interests higher than our own. Let's bless them. Let's serve them. Let's take care of them. Let's sow into their lives. Let's go out of our way to speak to them in a way that will strengthen them and bless them. Let's show them, beloved, God's love by showing them little acts of kindness in His name ourselves. By doing these things, Jesus said, you'll be growing in my grace and fruitful for my kingdom. This is Rabbi Schneider saying to you, I love you today. God bless you and pass this on to a friend.